All right. I'm back. Part one was kind of, it went smooth. I like it. I like last week. You know what I mean? That went smooth. By now, you guys are back into the groove. How was your Thanksgiving? How was your Black Friday? Are we still even entertaining that at all? At all? Whatever. You get some good deals going. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't saying to pay attention to it a little bit. Well, I know that we're not obsessed with Black Friday. So I hope everybody enjoyed their holiday. Healthy, happy. Let's go back in. Speaking on that, how it really feels to help out the less fortunate. So a couple weeks ago, me and my sibling, well, she always does this. She's always done it. And I don't know how it always went over my head. Like, that's a beautiful thing. You know, she cooks quite a lot of food. And she takes it to shelters. I think she stays in the Queensboro mostly. And she goes to shelters and she feeds them. Like, she's been doing that a minute. So shout out to Trini Boo. I don't know if there's a number behind that. I don't really want you following my sister. Nah. I'm the baby, but I still protect. You know what I mean? But anyway, that is beautiful. You know what I mean? So anyway, long story short, I caught up with her. You know what I'm saying? I said, yo, this time I'm going. I'm going this time. And I got to tell you, it feel uplifting. You got to, and I stress it a lot, you got to really understand that there's always somebody going through worse than you. And when I see these young men, young to mid-age men, and I don't want to talk down on them, you know what I mean? Some shit just happens sometimes and you're just in an unfortunate situation. But you look at that and you got to go, my shit ain't really that bad, dog. Like, I'll be all right. I'm going to get better. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to change that. And things are going to be straight. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So you got to be strong about that. We having technical difficulties. My little thing that holds this up, but it's all right. Ain't no biggie. You know me, I don't fix stuff. We filming. You can hear me, right? Anyway, that felt good. That felt really good. And if you could do that, I would really strongly suggest that. I mean, at least participate, try to help out. If you can't do the actual cooking of the food, you know, the full work, you can still donate where you see fit and where you're able to. That's what I'm saying. So I definitely got a great moment of clarity and a new respect for life in itself dealing with that. You know what I mean? So I'll holler back at my sister and help out again when I can. That felt good, y'all. For real. Okay. The difference between fighting and working hard for something versus letting it be. Keep your sanity in both. When you fighting and working hard for something, that goes back to passionate, right? Part one, it goes back to passionate. So you don't want to lose. You don't want to quit. You want to keep fighting, right? This is per individual. Your sanity is vulnerable. Your sanity is vulnerable. Because the more you're not seeing results, the more you're not getting the answers you're looking for, the more that you just feel like you're stuck in the same spot. It's like being in quicksand sometimes. Now you really can't get out of that? I don't really see you getting out of that. But you want to fight because you don't want to die. That's an extreme. We're not using that example, really. That's the first thing that came to my mind. But what I'm saying is, when you don't, you just like, if I just show, or if I just fight till there's no breath in me, things will go the way I want. That's beautiful. I ain't telling you not to, but I gotta throw the versus letting it be. Sometimes you gotta go, I fought the long fight, and that's it. Here's where it's up to you and where you're gonna be able to tell. Your sanity in both. And it's not immediate. So you can fight and fight and work hard and work hard and work hard, and you don't see results, and you keep fight, and your sanity is getting triggered, or your sanity is, you know what I mean? I don't want you to torture yourself. Like, you can continue to do that as long as you can handle it. Like, you're not seeing drastic changes in the other aspects of your life. Like, you lose an appetite. I ain't breaking that down. You about to get that in a minute. The signs of depression. Next segment, though. Depression. Any type of... That's such a big umbrella that I don't even gotta really go past that. Yeah, so... That fighting. If it starts to lead you down other paths, negative paths, like I said, the word depression is enough. You gotta kind of consider that maybe you need to let it be. Now, we're not gonna let the quitters off the hook so easy. For those that let it be like that, like you don't fight at all, you just go right to letting it be. How's your sanity in that? If you really gave a fuck, if it was value to you, if it was important to you, it meant something, letting it be ain't the answer neither. That will also trigger your sanity. So you gotta find this balance where you go, some things I'm gonna fight this much for, some things it's this little fight right here, some things I'm going tooth and nail, I can handle it. I'm going to give myself this as the biggest challenge of my life, and I will not fucking quit. And then maybe there are those situations where you throw in the towel right away. But pay attention to your sanity. That's the thing at risk. Pay attention to signs of depression. Again, these are things you got to face yourself. Nobody could really tell you. I'm sitting here talking to you, but I can't tell you how that's going to go. I can't tell you how you're gonna get out of that. There's no cheat code. Either decision gonna be painful for a time. But you woke up, right? You're alive, right? Cherish that. So with that, I'm gonna bring you 6 pillars of mental health. Sleep, light and dark. Movement, nutrition, stress control, and social connection. So for sleep, this is not like, they dress it up easy for you to just say, all right, if I fall in this window, I should be good. So the window I'm speaking of is with the sleep. They said as long as you get 6 to 8 hours consistently. But there's things that come with that. The sleep gotta be roughly around the same times every night or every whenever. You got this hour window to play with. I was watching this from someone. I'll put it in the timestamps maybe. But shit, if it's online, anybody can snatch. I'm not dedicating the whole episode to this. We snatching out here. Anyway, you got an hour. So if you go to bed 8 o'clock tonight, 9 o'clock tomorrow, 7 o'clock tonight, you still staying within. So that's a factor with that. But 6 to 8, I'll agree and say that's good. It's decent right there. All right, light and dark. So they're saying that the measurement of how much light you get is just as important as how much dark you get. So when you go to bed, you might have what, you know, have your TV on. You might listen to meditation and go to sleep. Dim that. We want the room the darkest it can be, so you can fully shut down, fully sleep. You may think you're so tired that you can sleep with friggin' disco lights on. Sometimes it be like that. But I want you to get the room as dark as possible and get the sleep, the full real experience of what sleep's supposed to be. It's supposed to be dark. In the light, let's not bypass the importance of light. You need that sunlight. 5 to 10 minutes a day. Just look at that sun for a minute. Not through your glass window, not through your office window, not through your glasses. You gotta take the glasses off and look at that sun for a sec. Or get some light, even if it's artificial light. So both light and dark are equally important in how much you receive a day. This is all the pillars of mental health. All right, movement. exercise. Steps. Everybody got a smartwatch, right? Almost everybody. How many steps a day? Your movement is critical in your mental health. This is all mental health. This is not even just living healthy physically. This is mental right here. So, I like how they added physical to it, though, because movement is physical health, right? But it's still important here. Nutrition. That's also part of physical strength, right? Your strength, your body shape, and all that is contingent upon what you eat. It's more important than the actual workout. But how important is this for your mental as well? You gotta watch what you eat. People eat angrily, you know what I mean? People eat certain things out of anger, in a mood. So watch that. Stress control. How much control do you have over your mind? Shit gonna stress. Don't worry. You think you're the only person stressing? That's the whole mental tool, you know what I mean? Sometimes when we going through shit, we don't realize that other people going through shit. You don't give a fuck because it ain't your problem, they problem, not your problem. And you don't know who we talking about specifically. You may not give a fuck. And that'll make you feel better. It's like misery love company, right? That's not supposed to make you feel better. It's just supposed to make you aware that people go through shit. People will continue to go through shit. In this breath, in this moment right now, people going through shit. So, control the stress levels. You got to know the difference of things that's within your control versus those not. The stuff not in your control, why do we stress that more than the shit we can control? Easier said than done. No judgment. Passionate. This is a dangerous word. It's a dangerous thing to be. Social connection. Some people are introverts. Some people don't really socialize like that. It's not healthy. I know you got shit to do. I know you got bills to handle. Probably got kids. There's a bunch of things that's in the way of you socializing right now. But you still need to have a social connection at some point with somebody. A couple bodies. This is all, again, a part of the six pillars of mental health. How much percentage you put into each of these things will be up to you. But I need you to be aware of how important each category is. You know what I mean? So hold that. Research this and see how you can sharpen up, because some of these things you may already got down. People are like, we all know how to sleep, right? Are we getting the right sleep? The light dark thing, you can adjust and learn that. Movement, that depends on how healthy you want to be, but you need to really have movement, like some significant numbers. You know, you should get, I don't even know how many steps a day, but you should be moving. Nutrition, based on what you want to look like physically, but it's still important to watch that and maintain a certain level. Moderation, stress control. I'm just really recapping. Stress control, you need to, like, things gonna bother you, learn how to shake them faster than the last time. If last time took you 7 days, break this down to 4. That's all I'm saying. Social connection, you gotta interact, you gotta mingle. I know people are snakes. People act like they mean you well. They don't mean you well. Motherfuckers will turn on you like this. It's not new news. And it's no love loss. Like, it's okay. And that's a part of accepting it, where it won't stress you. When things happen, you just got to move accordingly and go, and love still. Still have love in your heart. Still wish well. Because that's a part of not having control of the stress when something happens that you have no control over. And I'm talking with a lot of confidence, but that shit is not easy. It's not. It never will be. But just grab a hold of the thinking process you should have in order to get you through. You could get out of most shit just based off how to think, just based on how you think. You could get out of a lot of shit. So I'm done with that. Okay, alcohol and drug use doesn't prevent triggers or help it. Do I gotta say this? This, that. Who thinks that does? Who think that it would? I don't see that. I see people doing these things because they want to do them. They may have this notion in the back of their head that it could help. But I know nobody's putting their bread on this. You can't think in your sober mind that that is going to do something for you. You doing it to be social, probably. You do it because you do it anyway. It's not like you never drunk or never used drugs, and then now you in a triggering stage, and you say this is the fucking medicine for it. These are people who are doing these things anyway, and now they hit a trigger or they hit a rough patch, and they think they could turn to that. And I'm not judging again. You do what you gotta do, but understand that neither of those could end well for you. I would not put any of these things into my body thinking that whatever negative is going on or whatever negative things I'm thinking, it's gonna help. I did this shit because I wanted to fucking drink or XYZ. If, I'm just saying. So I don't even think we have to deep dive into that one. That's just common fucking sense. Do what you do. Understand this is no help and could further worsen the situation. Embrace discomfort with growth. No one can teach you this. It's a strong closeout right here. So, things that make you uncomfortable, things you don't expect, things that blindside you. Somehow you gotta take that and say, I'm gonna grow from here. Now, let's not be, it's not Disneyland. This is not something, because you say it, it's just going to happen. Of course, you got to apply things to make it happen. But I don't discredit the fact of you putting that in the air almost immediately, as soon as you can. So when you're hit with the discomfort, if you can in the next breath go, how do I grow from here? That's already a good look. You gotta apply though, action. It's a lot of action behind words. You feel me? So don't just think you're gonna say that and then sit back. All right? So till the next time, I'll get at you. Appreciate everybody tuning in, everybody listening. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, Voice of Reason NF, one word. You know what I mean? Check me out on the Spotify podcast. It's also on audio. The links is always going to be in the timestamps for you to check it out. Shout out rumble.com. And, you know, just stay positive, stay hopeful, and knock off stress, knock off uncertainty, knock off your triggers as fast as you can, the more it happens in your journey in this life. And you're gonna be all right, because I said so. Peace. You hear the voice of reason.